Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Give Us One Day is a prayer initiative that we have initiated for 10 days leading up to the historic midterm election tomorrow. A lot is at stake. The future of the Senate, the future of the United States House, state and local races are all at stake. We're going to be talking about the importance of voting on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we have initiated, Holly, a 10-day prayer initiative. It's called Give Us One Day, and that's all we're asking for. Give us one day for all of those who are listening, and you can begin today if you have not been following this Give Us One Day program on our Facebooks. You can give us today. You can give us tomorrow. Pray for this country. If you go back to 2016, it didn't look like President Donald Trump was going to win the election. Everything, all the pundits said Hillary Clinton was going to win. But there were a lot of people in this country who came together to pray. And now what we are facing is the historic midterm election. Historic in the sense that most midterms, you'll see a change of leadership in the House and or Senate. But what we also know is that there is a lot of division that has taken place. And it started well before President Trump became president. It goes all the way back to the divider-in-chief, Barack Obama. And what we have at stake includes the future confirmation of judges and even perhaps another justice to the United States of America and so much more.
Right. I mean, you think about it, Matt, if you back all the way up to the founders, you look at how prayer made a difference in, in that respect. And those men, those founders respected God. They looked to God. They sought God for counsel, for wisdom. And that's what we need to get back to. And, you know, with this Give Us One Day prayer initiative, today is number 9, and the verse is Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And that's the key, you know, it's not whether you're left or right, Republican or Democrat, but it's whether you're founded in Jesus Christ. It's whether you know him personally. And that's what we're praying for today, for those leaders, for those politicians, they would come to salvation and they would know him personally, because that's really the answer to all of this.
Yeah, and wisdom is a gift from God, and we need to be praying for wisdom as we vote. And voting really should be an act of worship. It's a gift that we're given here in this country, because we are a nation built upon Judeo-Christian values and principles. Historical record is unequivocal on that fact. We have an opportunity to vote biblical values and have policies in the United States that both glorify and honor and recognize God's eternal truths.
Yeah, in day 9, each one of these days have a specific Bible verse associated with it that you can be reminded of, some aspect to pray. And today, day 9 is, as you said, Proverbs 9:10. Tomorrow is Proverbs 2:21, the final day, the day of the election. But when it says in Proverbs 9:10 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. You go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and in that chapter, that is the chapter of two different roads, two different futures that Moses is giving. He's rehearsing, re-giving the law to the people of Israel before they go into the Promised Land. And in Deuteronomy chapter 28, there's two different courses for the people to follow. One is following God and obeying his commandments. All of those things that are listed in verses 1 through 14 will happen. Two, if you don't follow God and you reject him and his commandments and his guidance, then verses 15 through following to the end of the chapter, which is much longer than 1 through 14, is the consequence of not following God. One of the consequences is a confused mind, a confusion in your wisdom, a confusion in your understanding. And so when we look at Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, that's what we want to pray today for people, voters around this country, to have wisdom, to have that ability to discern, as well as for those who are being elected. And Matt, you go over to Romans chapter 1. You have the same kind of thing taking place. When you reject God and you worship the creation rather than the Creator, ultimately God gives you up to the consequences of those actions, and that includes a debased mind.
Mm-hmm.
It includes the same thing. It references, essentially referring to the same thing that happens in Deuteronomy. Sure. When you reject God, the wisdom, the confusion, calling good evil and evil good, ultimately takes over. So this is very important that we pray. In a country that is divided on so many important, critical, fundamental issues, for wisdom for the people across the country as they vote, and they vote biblically, they vote according to biblical values. And wisdom is understanding how those actions must be consistent with those biblical values. There's so many people, Christians included, in churches and pastors that disassociate those values from how they actually live everyday life. And it's not just in voting, but certainly you see that manifested in the voting.
Exactly. You hear Christians say, well, I don't get involved in politics. It's not politics. It's biblical and moral issues. And we, as followers of Jesus Christ, are called to be lights. We're called, it is our duty, our responsibility, our privilege to make an impact in this world and to follow Jesus and to bring others to him as well. And that includes when you go to the polls.
And one issue that is always on the ballot and always voted on, and it involves judges certainly, but is the issue of life. And I can think of nothing that underscores a lack of fear of the Lord and a lack of wisdom than voting in such a way that exposes preborn children to being dismembered alive. And we have to remember, it's not just conservatives and Christians that focus on that issue a lot. It's the radical left. And Matt, doesn't that issue really kind of underscore all of the issues, really? I mean, that is a principal foundational issue that's at the ballot box.
Yeah, it's on the ballot box at every level. And so don't discount even the lowest level of the elected person that you're voting for and appointing as an agent to act on your behalf. Because that person, even though it may be a low-level position, and even though that position does not deal with life, that really helps you to understand where that person's worldview is. Whether they're going to ultimately have the integrity, the wisdom, to be able to carry out the other aspects of their job. And that person may go on to a higher political office that does directly deal with life. Life is the right of all rights. And as Christians, we must extend that value into every aspect of our lives, including the ballot box.
Right. And it's our responsibility to do research on those candidates. You know, I really question someone who says, well, I'm a Christian, I'm conservative, but yet supports the killing of unborn children. That doesn't go together. That doesn't follow God's, you know, creation for us and his mandate for us. So you really need to do your research on each of these people and ask God for wisdom. As we talked about earlier, we need his wisdom in each decision, each person that we check.
Yeah, and so we have the Give Us One Day, and it's 10 days, and today is day 9, tomorrow is day 10. I encourage you to go to our website, lc.org, and on that front page, you'll be able to find there, or at least under the archive, the Give Us One Day press release. Send that to your friends. Put it on all the different social media outlets that you have access to, and encourage people to pray. You know, you may have already voted. There's so many people that have done early voting. That doesn't mean that your job is over. In fact, it's never over when it comes to prayer. So, number one, vote. Number two, continue to pray. And in fact, you can go to our Facebook, the Liberty Council Facebook. And if you go there, Liberty Council Facebook, each morning at 9:00 Eastern Time, we will have a different video of someone who is speaking about that particular day. Tomorrow is my day, day 10. So join us in praying for this country. Pray for our leaders. Pray for voters to vote biblical values, to have wisdom, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's Facebook and to our webpage, lc.org. Remember to pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel and support us financially at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.